This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS. It's with regret that I have to inform you that another of our members has become a silent key. David, a VK5DB, passed away recently. He will be greatly missed by all AHARS members and the amateur community as a whole. David, with his wife Meg, has been a long-time member of AHARS and was very supportive of the club and all amateur events, and was always keen to help and make new chums feel at ease at club events and meetings. David and Meg lived in Murray Bridge, and he was also a member of the Lower Murray Club. I've been told that the CW Renaissance session run by Paul, VK5PH, was a big success, and I believe that Paul has been booked to run it again at the North East Club in the future. I'm preparing this before the event, but I'm sure that the AHARS buy and sell will have been a great success, with bargains bought and sold, and many old friendships renewed and new ones made. A big thank you to Jeff at VK5JB for the great work that he's put in to make it a success. Without him, it would not have happened. Thanks also to all of those who chipped in and assisted on the day to make it run smoothly. A big thank you also to Barry, VK5BW, for all the work that he put in to arrange the sale of the VK5LT estate. It was a huge effort, and Barry's been spending just about one day a week on this task for the last 6 months. There are still a couple of very expensive high-powered Leoninger amplifiers for sale if anybody is interested. Get in touch with Barry. Don't forget that if you want to reserve a place on the next John Dawes session on writing for radio, then you need to drop me an email and reserve your spot. We are hoping that we can get similar numbers to those who participated in John's last session. This one will be run on Saturday the 5th of August at 10 a.m. in the Hewitt Room at the Blackwood Uniting Church. Please see the attached flyer for this. The information for our regular weekly nets is Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and overcome the jitters of being on air. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in. So come on, everybody. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you've got 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX Net, the ANZA, Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 015 UTC with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net and one has to wait one's turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 a day, and it would be a great platform for those wanting to work towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursday, which is Ladies' Day. But all are welcome any day. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. And that's all for now from me, so stay happy and keep making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. VI25 AREG is now active, and as of Friday, we've now logged over 1,000 contacts. This is a celebration of AREG's 25th anniversary, and our special event call sign will be active on the bands up until the 31st of August. You can expect to find us all around the amateur radio spectrum on HF, 6 meters, satellites, repeaters, digital voice, and much more. We'll have some QSL cards available for those contacts with our special event call, and even some certificates for those who make contact with us on a range of different modes. If you're listening to this broadcast on Sunday morning, then you'll be able to find VI-25 AREG on 6 metres on 53.1 AM around 10:30 in the morning. We'll also be running nets on the Central VK5 Link Repeater Network at 10 AM on Saturday mornings, with the next one planned for the 22nd of July. There's also been some early work towards a high-altitude balloon launch, which will be Horus 60, currently planned for either the 13th or the 20th of August. This will include a brand new camera payload and may even include a crossband repeater if we can get something going in time. The best place to find out where to hear VI-25 AREG is the AREG website, where we've got a blog post updated with the latest planned activations. The next AREG meeting will be held on Friday, the 21st of July, at the Fulham Community Centre. This will be AREG's AGM, which will include the election of a new committee. The AGM presentation will be from Paul Simmons, VK5 PAS, on the Troubridge Island de-expedition. Paul was unable to present at the May meeting and has offered to present at the July AGM instead, so thanks very much to Paul. Paul will talk about how the expedition was planned, what antennas and equipment they used on the island, and discuss the results of the expedition and the lessons learned. Doors open at 7:15 PM and the presentation kicks off at 7:45. Everyone is welcome to attend. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast on Zoom, and we'll also try and get this live streamed on YouTube as well. As usual, for more information on this and other upcoming events, check out the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last week I informed you that Nick had been patiently waiting for his shiny new call sign. Well, the wait is now over, and Nick has hit the airwaves as VK5 November Juliet Sierra. Welcome, Nick, and well done. We also welcome Barry S. into our group, and we'll be doing all we can to assist him in gaining a licence ASAP. The RD contest is only a month away now, and our group will possibly be entering from our club rooms where we have our station set up. Watch this space. At this point, I've not heard any rumblings about any of our members expressing any interest in activating a lighthouse for the Lighthouse and Lightship weekend either. That's the problem with an ageing membership. We don't like venturing out in the cold and having to set up and take down equipment. The older we get, the more of a chore such things become. At our last activity night, one of the topics that Tim VK5AV presented was the use of the VK3 ZPF's excellent VK Porter Log program for logging contacts while engaged in a WWFF, SOTA, and or a number of other outdoor activation types. This software will run on phones or tablets, Android, and it is very versatile and comprehensive. Tim's talk has inspired quite a bit of interest from club members who have not done any park or SOTA activations before, to the point that we will almost certainly organise a field trip once the weather brightens up a bit in order to show the folks what it's all about. Tom VK5EE and I have activated most of the VK5 WWFF parks and SOTA summits within a reasonable distance of Mount Gambier, but not for the last 2 or 3 years. Shame on us. At the present time, I don't have any HF gear, but that could change at some point in the future. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Last Friday night was the AGM for this year, and it was very well attended, and there was plenty of the usual fare to eat, namely chicken and chips and pizza, and many thanks to all who brought some salads and desserts to share with everybody, and that was greatly appreciated and enjoyed by all. And many thanks to those helpers who helped to set it all up and then clean up afterwards. Now, the AGM business went along quite well, and we've now got Tony continuing as the president. That's Tony, VK5FBIC. And the secretary for the coming year is Brian, VK5VI. And the treasurer is David, VK5MDF. And committee members for the coming year are myself, Les, VK5KLD, Trevor, VK5ATQ, Mick, VK5MCH, and Tom, VK5TOM. And after the AGM, business had concluded. We had a very good talk by Lynette Wilkinson, who is from the Tea Tree Gully branch of the SES. And she told us all about the vital services that that branch does, and also told us all the safety preparations that we should take in case of emergencies, the kind of supplies to have ready in case we have to evacuate. So many thanks for that very great talk there, Lynette. Everybody certainly got a lot of information from it. And of course, I must say a big hi to all those who were watching on Zoom. Good to have you with us in spirit, if not actually in fact. So thanks for watching on Zoom. Well, that's all for this week. Stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.